Personality Development by Ajahn Prapon Osot Sampan Su, Kaset Sat University's Faculty of Humanities. Session 3, 4, Personality Theories and Applications. Let's start it. For the page number 17, with we talk about observations of assertive behavioral style. Based on the last discussions that we talk about the observations of assertive in the left hand is comprised of the truthfulness, which is the point of focus, and the truthfulness is at the end of the day. When we make the communications, assertive persons, we're going to communicate on the platforms of truthfulness. But truthfulness, it has many factors which we have to concern apart from just truthfulness for many pairs of relationship. Start of number one, truthfulness and relationship. Yes, how important of focusing truthfulness and relationship? Especially we are the people in the Eastern society or relationist society. คำว่า relationist society ภาษาไทยแปลว่าสังคมที่เน้นสัมพันธภาพเป็นสำคัญ Just in when we talk about relationist society, it's covered for many countries around the Far East Asia, many countries in Asia, Eastern, especially in Thailand, we also categorized to be theoretically categorized to be relationist society.Such a kind of person who gonna communicate with the assertive style, assertive platform, have to take balance between truthfulness and relationship. Yes, we know that if you make the observations in the simple phenomenon in the society, sometimes you can observe that truthfulness sometimes can break down the relationships because many truthfulness is such a kind of things which is people don't want to, you know.บางสิ่งบางอย่างในการพูดถูกต้องหรือเป็นความจริงแต่ไม่ถูกใจ For example, if you are the customer, you go to purchase some things from the products from some brand, and you request for some promotions. And after the end of the purchase, you request for, shall I get the promotions according to the conditions of promotions? But even though that customer, they have,he or she have some misunderstandings about the details, and he or she asks for the merchants that, why don't I get the promotions? But actually by the regulations or by the promotion conditions, you cannot get it anyway. So it's the critical duty of the merchants how to explain the fact or the actual things to the customer that such a kind of things that you understand,by the conditions of promotion is misunderstanding. Actually, you cannot get the promotions. This kinds of phenomenon, for many cases, it can cause for such a kinds of breakdown the relationship because by the nature of Thai customer, mostly they not that accepted even though they misunderstanding. But however, this is the really critical duty for the merchants who...sell the product or deal with the customer to explain with the customer with the really proper manner, expressions, and how to make the customer calm down and at the end understand such a kind of things that they understand about the promotional conditions. It's not correct. You cannot get the promotions accordingly. That means it's really needed for the merchants to use the assertive communications to...make the customer understand why they cannot get the promotions because the understanding is misunderstanding and still can keep a good relationship. This is the first idea. The second, the truthfulness and communication methodologies. The communication methodologies, for example, during the meeting times,you may don't agree with something which is the other participants in the meetings present some things, but the communication methodology is for you. Yes, even though you don't agree with that, but the proper or the appropriate communication methodology is by the nature of everyone, if you make the imaginations about yourself, you don't want to get anyone interrupt some things before you end, before you say until the end of your words. That means if you wear the shoes of the others, the other person's going to think the same things. That means during the meeting times, even though you don't agree with the statements of the other participant in the meetings that they present, but the communication method of the appropriate communication methodology is you're supposed to wait until the ends of the words before presenting your idea that you agree or disagree with that. You're not supposed to interfere during presenting, during before the ends of the words of the other participant, even though you don't agree with that. Yes, this is truthfulness and communication methodology. Yes, you know that the truthfulness, you think that logically the idea of the other participant is not good. Yes, you know exactly by the logic, but you have to wait for until the ends of the presentations. The interference before the ends, it's not really good methodology. This can create conflict. Accordingly, if you trace back to the definitions of assertive, we concern for the relationships, we reduce the conflict and improve relationships in the workplace. That means you're not supposed to interfere. Wait until the end of the presentations, even though you don't agree with that. During the meeting times, this is truthfulness and communication methodologies. The third is truthfulness and logic. Truthfulness and linguistic. Yes, the linguistic is really important. If you analyze from the examples of the statement of aggressive, of passive previously, you're going to know some things that the linguistic or the sentence or the statement that you speak out is really sensitive for the perceptions of listeners. ลักษณะประโยคคำพูดที่เราใช้ในการพูดออกไปเนี่ยมันจะมีความเซนซิทีฟหรือมีความอ่อนไหวมากต่อการรับรู้ของผู้รับสารนะครับ So if you don't agree with that yes I don't agree with that some patterns of sentence that you learn from aggressive you're supposed to avoid for that so if you don't agree with that such a kind of sentence or statement which is appropriate for you and make the other person'saccepted that you're going to have the other idea as well, which is wait a moment and listen to your idea. If we analyze this case in the other aspects, yeah, it can be such a kind of thing, which is you have no intention to bluff, but you invite the other persons, which is say something, some statement or some idea, which is you don't agree with that. Invite them to listen to your idea.Yes, this issue is really sensitive because, for example, if you are the boss or manager, yes, by the organizational ranking in the company, you are in the higher positions. It doesn't matter that you are higher position or you are in the equal positions with the person you don't agree with.มันไม่สำคัญว่าเราจะอยู่ในหน้าที่การงานที่สูงกว่าหรือเราจะอยู่ในหน้าที่การงานที่ตำแหน่งเท่ากันกับคนที่เราไม่เห็นด้วย But however,The appropriate linguistic makes you to be assertive. You're not supposed to use the authority, especially if you are in the case of person in a higher position or the boss of such a kind of persons that you don't agree with. You're supposed to be careful. Yes, even though you have authority, การที่เราอยู่ในตำแหน่งหน้าที่การงานที่สูงกว่าผู้ที่เราไม่เห็นด้วยนั้นแม้ว่าเราจะมีอำนาจหรือ authoritySo, but you're supposed to avoid to use such a kind of linguistic of aggressive, which is, I don't agree with that. Yes, if we analyze this case in the other aspect, it's going to be more proper. Let me explain a little bit more. Especially number four, truthfulness and social status.In parentheses, high and low power distance. What does this mean, or what is the explanations of this statement? the society which is high and low power distance ครูก่อนอธิบายเป็นภาษาไทยเพื่อให้เราเข้าใจคำว่า high กับ low power distance ก่อนที่จะนำไปสู่การอธิบายในหัวข้อที่4นะครับสังคม high power distance ซึ่งส่วนใหญ่แล้วจะเป็นสังคมของชาวตะวันออกเป็นสังคมที่ให้ความสำคัญกับความแตกต่างของชนชั้นทางสังคมของคนนั่นหมายความว่าคนในสังคม high power distance มักจะไม่ค่อยกล้าแสดงความคิดเห็นไม่ค่อยกล้าโต้เถียงหรือไม่ค่อยกล้าแสดงความเห็นแย้งกับผู้ที่มีสถานภาพทางสังคมที่สูงกว่าซึ่งในทางตรงกันข้ามสังคมที่มีลักษณะเป็น low power distance ตัวอย่างเช่นสังคมตะวันตกคนในสังคมมักจะมีความกล้ามากกว่าที่จะแสดงความคิดเห็นบางประการที่อาจจะเป็นความเห็นแย้งกับคนที่มีสถานภาพทางสังคมที่สูงกว่านี่คือคำจำกัดความและความหมายของคำว่า high และ low power distance นะครับ So what is the difference between high and low power distance? This is the cultural differences theory. In the society or social context of high power distance, which is Eastern society.High power distance means such a kind of society which is really give a damn or it's really concerned about the importance of different social stratifications of human being, which is mostly in the Eastern context. How about the practical way of people in the high power distance society? Most of the times, people in the high power distance society try to avoid such a kind of thing which is express any idea.Which is disagree or anything which is maybe risky to be perceived to be challenged to such a kind of person which is in higher social status. For example, employee which is subordinate within the organizations is really either try to keep an idea or try to avoid to express some disagreement to his or her boss. This is the examples of high power distance. But on the other hand,the other continuum, low power distance, which is such a kind of people in the society, they are more concerned in, yes, which is mostly in Western society. Even though the boss is in a higher social stratification or social status or higher ranking within the organizations, but the subordinates realize that if some idea of the boss, which is, they think that it is not really agree or have some things to expressed, it is maybe not that really challenged, but express something which is disagree with the boss, which is in higher positions. They are more brave hearts to express for that. This is low power distance. Okay, after you understand exactly clear how different between high and low power distance, let's focus on the truthfulness and the social status.Yet, as the boss is in higher social status, that means, yes, everyone knows by the organizational ranking, boss is in higher. So if you are the subordinate or the junior staff within the organizations, so what should you do? Yes, you're supposed to be really concerned. You have to be careful when you express any idea or you disagree with your boss.You're supposed to concern for this factor, which is social status. Okay, number 5. Truthfulness and social etiquette. Social etiquette, ซึ่งภาษาไทยเราเคยครูอธิบายไปแล้วคำนี้แปลว่ามารยาทสังคมนะครับ Yes, it's really possible that during meeting times or during associations discussed to each other,You may disagree with such a kind of statement which the other participant express. So, if you stress back to the manners of the aggressive persons, they may not give a damn, or they may express some things to make such a kind of person who presenting idea which is you disagree with, to know that I'm not give a damn with your idea. That's expressions.Which is we already learned. They are the expressions or manner of the aggressive persons. So, what should be if you are the assertive person? How to keep a good social etiquette if you don't agree with such a kind of statement with the other participant in the same meeting, say? You're supposed to express your pay attention. Yet, I would say that by the daily basis, human being receive many message which is you disagree with. Yet, but however, it's impossible that for 100% of the message that you get for the daily basis, you agree with that for 100%. But as a human being, you have to interact with the other person, how to keep a good social etiquette manner to make the other person perceive that you assertive. That means you pay a good attention for certain things that they say, even though you don't agree with. นะครับในวันหนึ่งวันหนึ่งในฐานะที่มนุษย์เราใช้ชีวิตในสังคมเนี่ยเราจะเจอสิ่งซึ่งเราจะได้พบกับเมสเซจหรือเนื้อหาที่เราไม่ค่อยจะเห็นด้วยเต็มไปหมดในตลอดทั้งวันถ้าเราเป็นคน assertive สิ่งที่เราจะต้องทำก็คือแม้ว่าเราจะไม่เห็นด้วยในความเป็นจริงคือเราไม่เห็นด้วยแต่เราจะต้องแสดงมารยาทสังคมในระดับหนึ่งให้ผู้รับสารเกิดการรับรู้ว่าเรามีมารยาทในการตั้งใจฟังสิ่งที่พูดนะครับ Number 6 it'scross-cultural communications, femininity and masculinity in parentheses. Yeah, it's really possible that you're going to have many opportunity to make a deal with such a kind of person who come from different cultural contexts. So how you can communicate with assertive manner?Let me make you clarifications how what is femininity and what is masculinity. Femininity, it means mostly in the Eastern society context. Femininity is such a kind of society which is focused on relationship more than truthfulness. That means if that truthfulness, it's not really critical. People try to keep a good relationship by trying to avoid truthfulness. And select people in the feminine society try to express the truthfulness most of the times in the last minutes, which is you cannot tolerate for that disagreement at the end. This is the style of femininity, which is mostly Easterners or Eastern peoples. But on the other hand, masculinity, it's such a kind of society or social context which is concerned more for truthfulness, more than truthfulness. It's more important or equal importance comparing to relationship, which is mostly Western society.That means when you make a deal with Westerners or Western peoples, when you do something or express some things that they don't disagree with you, most of the Westerners, they expressed the idea that they disagree directly without any tolerance that much. That means the Western peoples, even though they realize that relationship is important, but the truthfulness is another really important as well. That means it's the kind of phenomenon which is wait for the last minute and tolerate, say yes all the time until the last minute. It's not really occur in the Western society because they try to express such a kind of thing which is they disagree. If they don't agree with that, they don't wait for it.They don't think that the expressions of disagreement it can be destroy the relationship นะครับคำว่า femininity กับ masculinity ก็คือหมายความว่าในสังคม femininity กับ masculinity นั้นเนี่ยมีความแตกต่างกันซึ่งสังคม femininity ส่วนใหญ่จะเป็นสังคมของคนชาวตะวันออกหมายความว่าเป็นสังคมที่ให้ความสำคัญกับความสัมพันธ์มากกว่าความจริงเพราะนั้นหมายความว่าหากเราอยู่ในสังคมตะวันออกซึ่งส่วนใหญ่คือสังคมเอเชียเราเนี่ยนะครับเวลาที่คนเราแสดงรู้สึกว่าไม่เห็นด้วยกับบางสิ่งเรามักจะหลีกเลี่ยงที่จะแสดงความไม่เห็นด้วยนั้นและเราก็จะเก็บไว้ซึ่งเรามักบางทีเราอาจจะรอจนถึงวินาทีสุดท้ายจนเรารู้สึกว่าเราทนไม่ไหวแล้วเราค่อยแสดงความจริงออกไประเบิดบุ้มออกมาซึ่งมันก็จะเป็นลักษณะสไตล์ของคนตะวันออกครูไม่ได้บอกว่ามันดีหรือไม่ดีแต่ในลักษณะทางตรงกันข้ามสังคมชาวตะวันตกซึ่งจะเป็นลักษณะของสังคม masculinity ก็จะเป็นสังคมที่เลือกที่จะแสดงความจริงแม้ว่าความจริงเขาให้ความถ้าหมายความว่าถ้าเทียบระหว่างความจริงกับความสัมพันธ์คนตะวันตกอาจจะให้ความสำคัญของสองสิ่งนี้ในระดับที่เท่าๆกันเพราะฉะนั้นแม้ว่าความสัมพันธ์หรือสัมพันธภาพจะสำคัญ แต่ความจริงก็สำคัญมากเช่นกันเพราะฉะนั้นหากเขาไม่เห็นด้วยกับเราในบางสิ่งบางอย่างเขาก็จะแสดงความไม่เห็นด้วยนั้นออกมาโดยให้เหตุผลนะครับ This is the difference between femininity and masculinity. That means the number 6 truthfulness and cross-cultural communications. As an assertive person, when you make a deal with Easterners and Westerners, you're supposed to understand that they come from different cultural contexts. That means for femininity, when you make a deal with the femininity peoples, most of the times how you can notice thathe or she disagree with your idea. Please focus on such a things that they do. Because such a things that they say, they may don't want to say anything which is disagree to you because they're concerned for relationship very much. That means the Easterners care for. If he or she express anything which is disagree to you yourself, it's maybe potentially destroy a good relationship. That means they try to keep that kind of disagree. So,if you are the assertive persons, you're supposed to concern for such a things that they do. For example, on the negotiation tables, they may say yes. Yes, about your business deal, yes, they say yes. But at the end, it's nothing. But yes, because why the Easterners say yes on the negotiation table? Because they don't want to make you losing face, or they really concerned for the relationship.Because they're scared for it. If they say no on the negotiation table, that kind of wording or statement can destroy a good relationship with you yourself and he or she suddenly. So they're scared for that because they're really concerned for the relationship. That means they say yes. So, but after they say yes, they do nothing, have no any activated about the business relationship and about the business selling and transaction anymore. So,by these situations occur in really often when you make a deal with Easterners. That means when you make a deal with Eastern people, you're supposed to focus on such a things that they do. But on the other hand, when you make a deal with Westerners, which is masculinity, you can trust for such a things that they say. Because if they agree or disagree, they may say express directly. That means...Because even though they realize that relationship is important, but the truthfulness is also important as well. If they don't agree or they don't agree with you on the negotiation table, they may say some things which is make you to know that they disagree with this, or hint you to know that they disagree with this. This is the different styles of Easterners and Westerners.For assertive communications. That means the truthfulness and cross-cultural communications. เบอร์6หมายความว่าอย่างนี้นะครับเวลาที่เราพูดถึงการที่เราจะเป็นคน assertive แล้วเราจะมีปฏิสัมพันธ์กับคนตะวันตกกับคนตะวันออกเราจะต้องพิจารณาอย่างไรอย่างที่เราเรียนมาว่าครูบรรยายไปเมื่อสักครู่ว่าชาวตะวันออกนั้นจะเป็นคนที่ให้ความสำคัญกับความสัมพันธ์หรือสัมพันธภาพมากกว่าความจริงในหลายๆกรณีเพราะฉะนั้นถ้าเรามีปฏิสัมพันธ์กับคนชาวตะวันออกเราควรจะให้ความสำคัญกับสิ่งที่เขาแสดงออกมากกว่าสิ่งที่เขาพูดครูยกตัวอย่างเมื่อสักครู่นี้ก็คือบนโต๊ะเจรจาในการที่เราเจรจาธุรกิจต่อกันเมื่อขณะเจรจาธุรกิจต่อกันลูกค้าหรือคู่ธุรกิจชาวตะวันตกขอโทษคู่ธุรกิจชาวตะวันออกพาร์ทเนอร์ชาวตะวันออกเขาอาจจะไม่ได้เห็นด้วยกับเราในสิ่งซึ่งเรานำเสนอไปในการเจรจานั้นแต่เขาก็ไม่อยากที่จะทำให้เราเสียหน้าเขาก็เลย say yes ไปบนโต๊ะเจรจานั้นเราก็เลยคิดไปว่าเขา say yes เขาจะต้องทำตามสิ่งที่เขาพูดบนโต๊ะเจรจาแต่หลังจากนั้นเขาก็ไม่ได้ทำตามสิ่งที่เขาพูดบนโต๊ะเจรจาซึ่งมันมีความเป็นไปได้บ่อยมากเมื่อเรามีปฏิสัมพันธ์กับชาวตะวันออกเพราะฉะนั้นให้เข้าใจว่าเวลาที่เรามีปฏิสัมพันธ์กับชาวตะวันออกให้เราให้ความสำคัญกับสิ่งที่เขาทำมากกว่าสิ่งที่เขาพูดเพราะว่าสิ่งที่เขาทำนั้นจะแสดงออกอย่างแท้จริงว่าเขาเห็นด้วยหรือไม่เห็นด้วยกับเรานะครับในลักษณะตรงกันข้ามคือชาวตะวันตกให้เราเชื่อในสิ่งซึ่งเขาพูดได้เลยเพราะว่าแม้ว่าเขาจะคิดว่าความสัมพันธ์หรือสัมพันธภาพนั้นสำคัญแต่ในอีกมิติหนึ่งเขาก็คิดว่าความจริงก็เป็นสิ่งสำคัญดังนั้นถ้าเขาไม่เห็นด้วยกับเราก็จะแสดงสิ่งนั้นออกมานะครับ So for these six observations it's exactly clear it's about the assertive communications, for the observations of assertive communications. Even though you are assertive, but there are the six factors that you have to concern. Assertive with relationship, assertive with communication methodology, assertive with linguistic, assertive and social status, assertive with social etiquette, and assertive with cross-cultural communications. For the next, let's see the example of the statement. Examples of assertive statement. Thanks for your suggestions. I will take that into consideration. Yes? I will take that into consideration. Please make the imaginations. When you want, if you yourself are the customer and you propose to buy something, but yes, you're not sure that you're going to buy it or not, but you go to the sales counter. But after the salesperson presenting for the product feature and all details about products, but at the end, you're not that really jump to the discussion to pay money. But yes, you realize yourself that for today, it's not yet. Let's wait me for the considerations, decision making. So what should be expressed to make the other persons or make the sales persons to know that you don't want to buy it, but you want to keep the relationship? Yes, you're going to express the statement of thanks for your suggestions. I will take it into considerations. Yes. The first statement, thanks for your suggestions. You give the really value for such a things that he give you for a product details. You so appreciate for that explanations, but you not yet for decision making, right? That means it's a good statement, which is the assertive statement, which the connotations of the statement, it's you not yet for decision making. Or you refuse for the moment, you refuse not yet to purchase the product. I'm not gonna buy your product, but I'm gonna keep it into my considerations. The second is, no, I'm not busy on Tuesday, but I want to keep it that way. Get my pitarana. It's really similar to the first statement. I'm not busy on Tuesday, but I want to keep it. Yes. The third is, could you tell me more information so that I can understand what you are trying to say? Yes. What about the connotations of the meaning of the third statement? Could you tell me for more information? So, if comparing to the statement of, I cannot understand what you say, and could you tell me for more information? Actually, these two statements, they are exactly the same, that you don't understand for certain things that he or she say. But the statement of, could you tell me more information? Simply speaking, it's more polite. Or if we analyze this statement to this theory, is the assertive communication statement. You don't understand yet. What I don't understand yet, what you say. Could you please tell me for more? That means, could you tell me for more information so that I can understand what you're trying to say? Yeah. The whole of the statements show that you not clear almost the level of your understanding about the statement that he or she say. It's maybe just 10 or 20%. Because could you tell me more information so that I can what you're trying to say? Yeah. That means the level of your understanding is just 10 or 20%. You need for more information. But you not blame them directly that I don't understand totally. Yes, this statement can make the person who you have the conversation with perceive that they are needed to explain more and more and more, because such a things that they explain to you, it's make you still really confused. The fourth statement, I'll have to get back with you about that. Yes, so it's the assertive statement too. have the meaning, the or the connotations of you refuse for that offering, or you not yet decision making. So the polite word or the assertive words or statement that you proper to say, I will have to get back with you about that. Yes, this is another assertive statement. I think I understand what you are saying, but I'm in disagreement. Yes. What is the structure of this statement? I am disagreement. Yet you keep the expressions of disagree to before the ends of the sentence. But the beginnings of the sentence, I understand what you are saying. That means, yet you make the person who you have the conversation with perceive that actually you already pay attention for the whole things that he or she trying to say. That means you already analyze and try to already pay attention for the whole things, and you understand exactly, but you don't agree. That means you express them to know that it's already past my critical analysis. นะเรากำลังจะบอกคนซึ่งเราสำหรับประโยคนี้เรากำลังจะบอกคนซึ่งเราสนทนาด้วยทำไมมันจึงเป็น assertive เพราะเราเก็บสิ่งที่เราจะแสดงการปฏิเสธไว้เป็นส่วนที่สอง but I am in disagreement แต่ส่วนแรกเราบอก I think I understand what you are saying คำว่าประโยคที่ว่า I think I understand what you are saying มันกำลังจะแสดงว่าเราได้ตั้งใจฟังอย่างถี่ถ้วนแล้วเราได้ให้เกียรติคุณอย่างถี่ถ้วนในการฟังสิ่งที่คุณอธิบายมาอย่างถี่ถ้วนแล้วนะครับแล้วเราจึงบอกว่าเราไม่เห็นด้วย But on the other hand, if you just say the second part I am disagreement So it's lacking of the first part, it's you just say I'm in disagreement. It's maybe transformed to be aggressive statement suddenly. Okay. The last statement when is a good time for us to talk about something that has been bothering me. คำว่า bothering ตามรูปศัพท์ที่มันแปลว่าทำให้ยุ่งยากซึ่งเราเรียนกันไปแล้วนะครับครูได้อธิบายไปแล้ว So when is a good time for us to talk about some things that has been bothering me? So what is the connotations of this statement? It means that actually you don't want to talk about this issue anymore because that issues you talk about the other persons or the person who you have conversation with that Actually, I don't want to talk to it anymore. So, leave me when we have available time, when I have available time, let's talk about that later on. Actually, I don't want to talk about that anymore because that issue make you feel really bothered. But you still welcome to talk to him or her, but when you have available times.That means the connotations of this statement is you give an honor to that person, even though the issues that you used to talk with him or her made you feel really bothered, but you're still welcome to talk to. That means this is such a kind of statement which is can keep a good relationship or improve a relationship or reduce the conflict because even though you don't want to talk, but you still...Okay, welcome to talk. Right. So, ประโยคนี้มันหมายความว่าแม้ว่าสิ่งนั้นสิ่งที่เราเคยพูดกันมาจนปากเปียกปากแฉะแล้วเนี่ยมันจะทำให้ฉันรู้สึกยุ่งยากมากไม่อยากจะพูดอีกแล้วแต่ฉันก็ยังโอเคถ้ามีเวลาก็จะคุยกันนะเพราะฉะนั้นประโยคนี้มันหมายความว่าเรากำลังให้เกียรติเรากำลังรู้สึกว่าเรากำลังทำให้คู่สนทนาของเรารู้สึกว่าจริงๆแล้วเราไม่อยากจะพูดถึงมันอีกแล้วเพราะว่ามันทำให้ฉันรู้สึกเบื่อมากกับสิ่งซึ่งพูดกันมาหลายครั้งแล้วแต่โอเคฉันก็ยังจะพูดกับเธอถ้ามีโอกาสเพราะฉะนั้นคำ statement นี้มันก็สามารถลดความขัดแย้งหรือพัฒนาความสัมพันธ์ไปได้นะครับ so these are the whole things aboutassertive communications in the parts of definitions, in the parts of the observations, and in the parts of the example of statement. This is the end of the session 3. For the next part, we're going to talk about 10 tips for being assertive, which is later on in the session 4.